As Michael Tomczyk reported, a lot of personal information is available through the State Board of Elections website.
We are, to our knowledge, every state that we've checked, we have been the easiest to access information.
That's Josh Lawson, the general counsel for the State Board of Elections.
We're talking about just a centralized repository where more than 6.7 million people have their addresses listed online.
That repository also includes information about a voter's race, how long a person has been registered to vote, and voting participation history, including in which primaries a person voted, whether registered with a political party or as unaffiliated. It used to be that people had to go to the courthouse to get voter registration information. Lawson says that changed in 2008 when it all went online. The most complaints his office receives focus on the listing of addresses.
We have had requests, say, in the last 3 months, from federal elected representatives, judges, individual citizens, and journalists, all folks shocked to learn that their information is so easily and readily available online. And for good reasons, they've sought some type of review of whether this is something that we will continue to enforce.
The answer in most cases is yes, because that's the law. Victims of violence are the exception. They can apply for confidentiality through the Attorney General's office. Lawson says any changes have to come from the General Assembly, but he doesn't see that happening anytime soon. He says lawmakers like having all the information easily accessible.
I think the utility of that information derives principally from its effects on legislative redistricting, review of who is and who is not calling their legislator so that they can kind of prioritize the callbacks, things of that nature.
And whenever the Board of Elections server goes down, Lawson says he typically hears from two groups concerned about the problem, representatives of legislative offices and journalists.